Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know you guys can't stand it when I bring stuff up like this, but we got to talk about it. So our plastic imbibition, shall we say, or our consumption and our exposure is getting too ridiculous. So I, you know, try to drink as much water as possible. Do I have glass bottles? Do I have stainless steel, aluminum? No. And where was this bottle stored prior to me drinking it? I may keep this out of the heat because it's cold right now. I may try to keep it in ambient temperature, but was this stored out in the heat? Was it stored in facilities where the plastic could leach? Well, a study that came out yesterday said that we are consuming thousands upon thousands of pieces of plastic from just our water alone. Don't get me started on food. And so this one study, it was a paper released Monday by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found that 240,000 particles of plastic were found in the average liter of bottled water. Most are nanoplastics, particles less than 1 micrometer, but these suckers could get into our organs. They could infect our, affect our fertility, cancer risk. And so we don't want that stuff in our water. And then in our food, there was a study that found 90% of our food had plastic when they tested our fast food, when they tested our meat, our fish, our plant-based. And this study comes out of, I believe, scientists at Ocean Conservancy. Conservancy tested 16 types of protein, chicken nuggets, beef steaks, fish fillets, plant-based burgers. 90% of them had nanoplastics. And in fact, they said we were consuming an average 11,500 each year from our food. Now, you know, I don't need to consume anything more than I'm already consuming, okay? I consume enough stuff. But people might say, well, look, you know what? That's good. I just will not let anybody put anything in plastic packaging for me. It's even beyond that. The plastics could be coming in from the machinery, from the production, from plastics in the water that's used to irrigate the soil of our vegetables. If we go and try to get fresh produce, these could be stored in things that are lined, again, with chemicals and plastics. We have used plastics because it was a cheaper way to keep things fresh, to be able to ship things lightly. You know, if we try to go to glass bottles like we used to do with milk and Coca-Cola, the weight, the freight, too expensive. Not to mention glass is expensive. So something like this is cheap, it's light. The problem is this is all up in my water right now. And then it's going to go into me. So how do we minimize the amount of plastic in our food? Now, if you can store things in glass instead of plastic, that's ideal. If you quit microwaving things in plastic, less plastic will get into your food. If you quit storing things in plastic bags, see, I do because that's easier. When we have leftovers, I used to just put foil on top of the plate and throw it into the fridge, but I found it easier to just throw the extra turkey or throw the extra food into bags, you know, or those little plastic containers. People come over to the house, I'm like, here, take food to go. Here's plastic containers. We're just inundated with plastic, and there's going to be a big call for us to stop it. It's hurting our fish, it's hurting our environment, and it's hurting us. But I can't switch everything to glass. We just, it's not practical. So what I recommend, because you could really get paranoid when you look at the data, coming from our foods, coming from our makeup, coming from our products, coming from everything that we are exposed to. What we need to do is, if it's everywhere, try to find ways to minimize. Again, baby steps. Right? The problem with society is we try to do everything all 100% at once, and it doesn't work that way. So baby steps. Right? If you could wash off your vegetables, eat some fresh vegetables as a meal, and not go and get a fast food burger, that might help also. Not only improve your plastic intake, but your salt intake and your fat intake. If you could cook more often than using packaged foods or frozen meals or foods from restaurants, that can also maybe minimize some of your plastics. If you do make tea, you know, or coffee or something, maybe drink it out of something ceramic or glass or steel as opposed to anything with plastic. Like these cups you have that look like paper cups, they're lined with a lining. Some of those might have plastic. So we can minimize what we do. You know, I like my water. I could also get water from like a reverse osmosis system, or you could have a water filtration system in your house. The only thing is I think this water tastes better. I really love the taste of Dasani water over like some of the other ones. But again, it's in plastic. So until manufacturing figures out a better alternative, think of ways where you can eliminate some of your plastic exposure. Do I think it's a danger to us? I do. I think a lot of our obesity are because this plastic is an endocrine disruptor. I mean, true, I could probably put down the ho-hos every once in a while. But, yeah, I think plastics are a big part of it. I think also a lot of the cancer and a lot of the diabetes and a lot of the medical issues we have might also be related to some of the chemicals that we're exposed to. And, I understand that if we do try to change to all glass and we try to change, it's going to get expensive. It's going to be ridiculously expensive. But we are now so reliant on the way we have our foods packaged and stored that in order for us to not have raw, fresh food deteriorate on us and spoil right away, we've relied on preservatives and packaging. Now, and yes, we kind of went, the pendulum swung from one way to another. So we got to find a better way and a healthier way to deal with our food. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X and Dr. Dolly and the Dr. Dolly Show. So, all right. We spoke about this a couple days ago. We spoke about this last week. Have you ever seen a high school video of physical education from the 1960s? If you did, you would be thinking you were watching a military drill or boot camp. And the physical fitness of kids in the 1960s was obviously way, way better than the shape that our Generation Alphas, yet even our Gen Zs have been in. Millennials, Gen Xs. Us Gen Xs, we still exercised a lot because we had, I remember going to school, we still had to do physical fitness standards. We still had to do X amount of sit-ups, X amount of pull-ups, X amount of push-ups. So I remember in class, I think I remember in high school, and I went to 12 schools, and I remember of the different school districts, I still had to pass, and I was able to, the physical fitness standards in PE. And I'm not sure what happened to the kids who didn't. I think there were waivers for those who might have been physically challenged. But we had to show that we could do our sit-ups or push-ups. It was actually really easy. You know, I was like, I could do more. It wasn't that bad. The pull-ups were probably the hardest, you know, especially once I got boobies. Because those really, you know, start to mess up your center of gravity. But in terms of the other things, I could do my push-ups. I could run a mile in 6 minutes. I think the standard, you had to run a mile in seven. Or seven and a half, I forget. But I could run I could run the mile. I could do what I needed to. And I don't think those standards still apply, as our, you know, population has changed and our body types have changed, and we've been so afraid to body shame, and we've been so afraid of inducing eating disorders that we're erring on the side of political correct caution by going, you know what, it's okay. You be you. This is who you are. You're curvy. This is your weight. You know, we're as society, going to learn to work around you. And as a physician, when I see that, no, we were able to work with kids and get them in physical shape, and not so much for the weight. I don't care about your gene size. When I see these kids in the 1960s, they look like they could flee a shooter. They look like if they had to jump a wall because there was a mass shooter and they had to get the hell out of that area, whether it was a school, whether it was a shopping center, they look like they have the strength, the agility to save their life. You know, if the average child was being chased by, I don't know, an alligator or crocodile or a rabid dog, I don't think our kids could survive. And so for our own survival, we really need to look at our physical fitness and address it better. Now, in school, like I said, I don't really remember in the 80s what would happen to those who didn't, who couldn't do the push-ups, who couldn't do the sit-ups. I do remember that in academics, if you had any academic issue, there was something at the time called special ed. They don't call it special ed anymore. Now they have remediation and they have other tracks, or they've named it now. I don't even think they're using remediation in terms of terminology. I think they've changed it. But in terms of academics, if you are struggling to meet your milestone with math or with reading or with language arts or with anything else, there are resources at the school to help you improve. So then why in the flippity flip don't we have that in terms of athletics? If you have a child that can't run a 7-minute mile, why don't we have a athletic remediation track? Get them into shape. If you have somebody that can't do a sit-up or pull-up or push-up, if you have somebody, assuming they don't have a medical issue or exercise-induced asthma or cardiac issue, if they aren't meeting that milestone, then why aren't we having an athletic track? Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, no, that's just for the doctors to do. The schools have to just concentrate on academics. Well, actually, schools are now expanding what they're doing. Look at how they're helping people transition with gender, how they're, you know, helping improve students' mental health. So if we're working on students' mental health and we're working on students' academic health, then why aren't we also working on the physical health? I don't think it's beyond the schools. I mean, if the school is already starting to expand their interventions, why not then physical health? So if you have children that can't do a push-up, rather than them getting bullied by the, you know, the other students, rather than them not getting picked for the kickball, or you know when you have to pick your teams, so you're standing there and they pass over you and they pass over you, you know, and you know you're like, oh, am I gonna get picked? And some of you are like, well, I always got picked. Okay, fine, but there's a lot of us that didn't get picked. Okay, well, if you aren't, I mean, I was really good at kickball, but if there was anything that would impede the boobies, Basketball, I struggled with. I could shoot from the free throw. I just couldn't run without tripping because I had big feet and, again, the boobies. So I didn't get picked all the time for sports or for teams. So why don't we have different tracks? You know, the future of college football. And congratulations, Michigan. Congratulations. That was a fantastic game yesterday. But the future of sports and athletics and Olympics and all that is going to be very vibrant. We're adding more sports to the Olympics. And there are kids who, you know how in academics we have AP classes and we have scholastic tracks? There are kids that are so athletically inclined, they should be able to be challenged. But same thing. Kids that are athletically inclined should have remediation tracks. And it doesn't have to be called remediation tracks. But we could then work on, okay, let's work on your upper strength. I mean, look at how many physical fitness instructors and physical trainers and kinesiologists and all sorts of individuals, doctors even, would love to work on a child and improve their upper body strength. And improve their muscle mass and increase their metabolism. Now, as I've said before, PE should not be 2 days or 3 days a week. Exercise should be every day. Classes should not be 50 minutes to an hour long. Classes should be 20 to 30 minutes long. You could very easily get all the core classes done between 8 and noon. Then kids have lunch, and then the afternoon is for their physical activity, for their physical training, their endurance, their group projects, their learning a language, their learning first aid, learning all the trades, learning how to farm, learning how to hunt, learning how to fish, learning how what law is, what education is, what marketing is, what medicine is, so that by the time they're a sophomore in high school, they graduate high school, they have an idea of what they want to study, and then junior and senior year is their associate's degree of college, which is done at the high school, so it doesn't cost the taxpayer any money. I keep saying this is the way school should be, but we have got to continually, and I have to continually bring this up, have an everyday focus on exercise. We have to exercise every day. This idea, well, only 150 minutes a week, which would be, you know, 3 50-minute workouts or 5 30-minute workouts, you really should be exercising every day. The studies are showing that if you sit, and you sit for hours, you can reverse a little bit with exercise. But now that people are working from home and they're on computers all the time, our exercise has to be every day. You'll get a blood clot if you don't get up. If you're only exercising Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you're going to get a blood clot on Monday. You got to exercise every day. And if we have students who are struggling and they're gaining weight and they're getting teased and they're becoming pre-diabetic or diabetic or their blood pressure is rising, why the hell aren't we having them in an athletic track like we do with an academic track? We could do it, people. And for those of you who say, no, there's not enough resources, there's not enough time, there is when you change the school day. If you change a school day to shorter classes and the academics in the morning and then the afternoons, you could easily split up staff. Instead, we're having these 50-minute long classes. These kids are getting bored. They're texting. They've lost focus after 20 minutes. And we really need to revamp how we're doing school. And my vote is include athletic remediation. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The head of Homeland Security headed to the southern border again this week. He says the Biden administration is planning to call for more Border Patrol agents.
So that migration surges do not force mitigation measures of last resort, like bridge closures.
December set a record for illegal immigrant arrests, with more than 300,000 in that month alone. Blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plain States, including North Texas, in Kansas, and Oklahoma. There's a larger winter storm still dumping snow on other Midwest states as well. Some places could get a half foot or more of fresh snow. And the Michigan Wolverines are the college football playoff national champions. Michigan defeated Washington 34-13 in the championship game at NRG Stadium in Houston. With the win, the Wolverines earned their first national title since 1997. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners asked if I am in support of the Congress impeaching Alexander Mayorkas for his role in or lack of role and duties as it comes to our border crisis. And I don't know if I have a unique opinion, but my opinion is not as cut and dry. And I'll tell you what I think. You know, and it's obviously a huge concern. 93% of Americans in a poll have called the U.S.-Mexico border an absolute crisis, serious problem, it being chaos. And this is a CBS News survey, found 93% of respondents, and this was of 2,100 people, said that the crisis was very serious. And 7% said, no big deal, not a problem. But 93%. And so this is obviously a concern from a medical standpoint when you know that the border towns and the hospitals are overwhelmed. And as I said, you have to divert. If you do not have enough medical facilities, schools, housing facilities, you've got to divert to areas. And you don't want to divert a migrant to a state that is going to, deport them. So you find an area that says, hey, we're a sanctuary city. But the sanctuary cities don't want them. The sanctuary cities are overwhelmed and they're upset with what Governor Abbott's doing and what Governor DeSantis has done. And so, well, then where do you divert people in need? Well, I mean, what you do is you control the border so we, you know, can very methodically manage the refugees and the people trying to come in. And that might even mean having to restrict it. Now, I mean, I'm a daughter of immigrants, but I have to admit, it took us 20 years to finally get approval to come in. You know, my family was trying to come to America during the Holocaust. America said no. It wasn't until the 1960s that they finally let some refugees from the Holocaust who were of German descent come in. So I'm very, very grateful for us having an immigration process, and I support an immigration process. But, it was, at the time, methodical. They had to learn the language. They had to study the Constitution. They had to pass all their tests. And then they had to get a job and pay taxes, which they did. So the way we're doing it now, it is a mess. And unfortunately, it's putting the migrants at risk. There are kids with no homes, no schools. There's, and we don't have enough medical facilities for our own Americans. Look at our veterans out on the street, homeless in the cold. And if we're not even taking care of our own, how are we going to be in a state of health to take care of others? So when you look at, well, who's in charge? Well, President Biden's in charge. But President Biden has been asked multiple times to help to do something, and there's a lot of finger pointing. So the next person to obviously investigate and to make responsible is our Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. If we are having individuals from cartel, terrorist, criminal histories coming over the border, Homeland Security should be doing their job. Now, the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, I don't think is going to fix anything. I think it needs to be done, though. I do. But I also understand that when you do work for an administration and they put you in charge, you're not necessarily always in charge. So, for example, when they made Kamala Harris border czar, now, I don't know if she did this, but if you made me border czar, I would have that night gotten on a plane, or that day, got on a plane, went to the border, met with all the border agents, met with all the hospitals, met with all the schools, met with everybody, assess the situation and say, all right, this is what we're going to do. What do you need? And if the border states and the border patrol and customs and immigration needed a list, I would make sure they got everything on that list. Now, do you think the vice president, if she is under a president, and I'm not saying this to defend Kamala, but if I was vice president, and if I went back to say, okay, this is what we need, and the president says no, knowing me, I would get on the camera saying, guys, this is what I want to do. This isn't me. This is what needs to be done. But I'm not being allowed to. Well, you can't do that. You can't throw your boss under the bus. And so what if Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas really, really wants to give the border states and Border Patrol and Customs everything they need, but the administration is saying, nope, you're just a figurehead. What do you do? Well, you should do the right thing. I've worked for people where they say, Dahlia, you're in charge of this. I'm like, great, I'm going to do it right. We're going to make sure it's correct, ethical, everything. No. The other people are handling it. You just are in name only. Oh, no. Then don't put my name on it. Don't put my name on it. So they should really quit. If they don't get to do their job, to the best of their ability, they should quit. And so an impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. I know people say, well, it might not be his fault because it's Biden in charge. He does have some control. And he can say, look, this is what needs to be done. He gets camera time. That, true, Biden could fire him, just like Fauci. Fauci had a choice. But Fauci wanted to keep his $400,000 a year job. We all have choices. And we have to do the right thing. But I get Kamala Harris. I mean, she's vice president. Does she just go with the flow? At the risk of her reputation, of her not doing anything? Or does she go, guys, this is what needs to be done. Let's do it. And we're going to fix the border. But if the person in charge goes, nope, open border policy, nope, we're not going to deport, we're not going to divert funds, we need the votes, we need the, then whoever is the figurehead has to make a decision. And so Alejandro Mayorkas would be actually taking the blame for Biden. But he does share blame for not doing what's right. And this is a huge crisis. It's a huge problem. We're having migrants even say that this is worse than where they were living. We cannot have an increased homelessness. We cannot have our current population who is struggling to eat and get medical care not having access. You know, increasing by tens of thousands a month of individuals we're not taking care of. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough school bus drivers. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough nurses. Don't you think we should fix that first? And it just seems like Biden's asleep. He's not doing anything. So if Congress can't impeach Biden and Homeland Security is in charge of the border, then that's their only avenue to try to get something done. And it's a shame. Because unfortunately, politics is like any other, shall we say, corporation or academic institution, or where, you know, if you want to get something done and do things right, no one's going to let you do that. A fear of their ego, fear of them losing their job. Now, it's frightening. I mean, look at the Department of Transportation. I think Pete Buttigieg is a really nice guy. Do I think he was ready to take on all the issues of the Department of Transportation? Do we think he was qualified for that? No. And it's been chaos in our transportation sectors. Now, mind you, not everybody is, you know, qualified. I mean, how many people are qualified to be president? They learn as they go. But this border crisis, I mean, the majority of Americans are demanding action. So we got to do something. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with Dr. Anthony Fauci, this has been definitely a thorn in a lot of our sides. And Dr. Fauci had originally gotten a lot of our empathy. Not easy being the face of COVID and having to steer and calm the public down. And deal with two different presidencies, which were opposite in terms of conservative and liberal, and to try to unite the public as well as the public health forum and medical doctors behind a common sense narrative. And he struggled to do that. And he kept losing me and lost me. Once he said that when he was in now the Biden administration, he said that he felt he couldn't say what he needed to in the Trump administration. And as I've told you, if your integrity and your ethics come first. If you feel like you want to say something for the benefit of people's health and you can't do it, patients come first. You quit. You give up your $400,000 a year job. But he didn't do that. And he said he felt like he couldn't say what he needed to during the Trump administration. And some of the things he felt he wanted to say was that COVID was not leaked in a lab, was that the government was not funding gain-of-function research, that he had good oversight of everything. Well, I think there's another reason why those things weren't said, and it wasn't because there was President Trump standing behind him. And so the House GOP members have now done 2 7-hour sessions of the origins behind COVID and what his role was in terms of funding research and oversight. From what we understand, there were about 100 questions that he allegedly evaded and would not answer. But Dr. Fauci has admitted that he did sign off on millions of dollars worth of grants without reviewing the proposals. And he admitted, reportedly, that the agency did not have enough oversight or did not perform enough oversight of the foreign labs that they funded the research in. I think he's undergoing the second set of 7 hours of testimony today. It's behind closed doors. But these failures, this lack of oversight, this is concerning. Not to mention, there has been reports that Fauci commissioned and edited a paper entitled The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2 to disprove the possibility that COVID originated in a lab. And so with the lack of transparency, what we have to disprove, this is misinformation. And I got to tell you, when I hear the term misinformation, I am so confused because everything they claimed that was misinformation actually was proven to not be misinformation. And so if you notice, they're starting to steer away from that. Now they're talking about misinformation about climate. But, you know, if a mask only provides partial protection and will not provide a sterile environment, that's true. If a lot of the masks that people were wearing, which were used, that woman in New Zealand putting her panties on because the store told her she had to have a face covering, so she took off her underwear and put them on her face. If a doctor says those things are not adequate, hazmat grade, N95 grade, that's not misinformation. If giving people a false sense of security that their mask is going to protect them from COVID and then them getting yelled at by nurses in the ICU going, this is your fault, you didn't wear a mask. I had patients tell me they were yelled at hospitals and they go, what are you talking about? I did wear a mask. I got sick. No, you couldn't have gotten sick if you wore a mask. Yes, you could. Any doctor, nurse, medical professional could tell you that. Of course you could still get sick wearing a mask. It might diminish your exposure. Anybody who said that if you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID was that's misinformation. But anybody said, look, you could still get COVID if you get the vaccine. They're right. You can still get COVID. You can still get the flu if you get the vaccine. The vaccine can protect you. Could protect some better than others. But it's not misinformation saying you could still get COVID even if you're vaccinated. We've all proven that. So everything that they said was misinformation. Especially, guys, this might have been leaked from a lab. Well, even what? Was it the CIA? Was it the Department of Energy? Who said with a certain amount of certainty they think that's what happened? And guys, even Singapore, during the first SARS outbreak from 2002 to 2003, ruled that first SARS was a lab leak. A couple years later, or I think a year later, some individuals died from SARS, and somebody at the high-up Chinese CDC got fired because, again, of a lab leak with SARS. So when this happened, yeah, probably another lab leak, not their first rodeo. Yet that was called misinformation. And we doctors were silenced. Some doctors were threatened and even were suspended. That one doctor in Maine who had tweeted, why isn't the CDC entertaining the idea of natural immunity? She had to take psychiatric courses and or have a psychiatric evaluation for bringing that up. I've never been scared of our government since what happened with COVID. And Dr. Fauci should have been our voice. Dr. Fauci should have said, look, guys, natural immunity can play a role. We're still working on the studies. But, of course, natural immunity has always played a role. It may not be enough, but absolutely, if somebody wants to show that they have antibodies in their blood and not want to get a vaccine, like we do for college students who lose their vaccination record for their MMR, they could show if they have antibodies in their blood. Of course they can. None of that. People were fired. Doctors, nurses are military. First responders, teachers, fired. And some of them begged, just draw my blood. I obviously was exposed to COVID on the front lines or dealing with the patients in January 2020. Go look at my antibodies. Nope. We lost our rights. And laws were manipulated. People who were 110 pounds, 9 months pregnant, had to enforce mask mandates and show me your vaccine papers. To 6'3" men who could get angry. And these are laws. There was never the authority to do that. And Dr. Fauci could have saved us all. But no. And, you know, I don't like to criticize somebody as well as highly decorated and somebody who has, you know, put a lot of his, you know, a lot of years into the medical field. But he was the one with the power that could have said, hey, guys, this is what we all had to go to medical school. We all had to pass the boards. This isn't anything new. And he didn't help us. Meanwhile, for those of us that said, guys, we think this is also another lab leak, not China's first rodeo, deemed misinformation. Blocked from social media. Come on. When it comes to public health, and where's the World Health Organization? When it comes to public health, there's got to be transparency and honesty. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.